Good Monday morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, I'm actually recording this Sunday evening as I'm in Iowa doing some storm damage cleanup with IDES, and not quite sure what the morning is going to look like. Things are a little uncertain at the moment as our housing changed at the last minute, and so I wanted to record this while I knew I had the chance. Continuing to spend time in the devotional journal, Walk This Way, finding your path in Christ. And today's topic is to walk a prayerful path, one of my favorite topics. And it comes out on the basis of a verse and uses a verse out of Jeremiah where God promises to bring his people back to himself. And when they return, they will return weeping and in prayer. And he will himself remove the obstacles that have kept them from him. He will level the path. He will make the path of righteousness accessible to his people. And as we live life walking this prayerful path as we seek God in everything that we do. As I made my way to Iowa, it was an incredible time of just prayer and worship. And last week I picked up a Gaither's vocal band hymns CD set. And so I would listen to that for a while, and then I would turn it off and just spend time talking with God and asking his blessing and his protection and his guidance over this next week. And that's kind of my plan. When I got into the Cedar Rapids area, I drove around and the pictures that I've seen on social media don't always do justice. It looks bad, and this is 20-some days, or a little over 2 weeks. August 10th was the storm that came blowing through here. And it reminds me so much, in some of the areas that I went through and spent some time praying in, it reminds me so much of the devastation of Hurricane Michael when I visited the Panama City area with IDES. And we're in Iowa, but just these incredible straight line winds. But the point really was this prayerful path, to be able to drive through a city that I'll be spending some time working and helping people and just praying that God would use my efforts for his glory. You see, as we live this prayerful path, that's what it's all about. It's about, God, whatever I'm doing today, use my efforts for your glory. Help me to see how I can be Jesus to someone else. Help me to see how his light can shine through me. You see, that prayerful path isn't just for people that lead prayer ministries. It's for all of us as we walk life each day with God. And it isn't just for special trips, special work projects, special mission emphasis type things. It's for every day. When you go to work, when you wake up the kids and care for them, when you oversee their schooling or you take them places, when you spend time with your family, when you spend time alone, it's walking that prayerful path every day that says, God, I want you at the center of what I do. I want you to be made known through the things that I do. And so as you walk that path with God, as you find your path in Christ, understand that his example is also a prayerful path. The Bible teaches that Jesus would often withdraw to lonely places to pray, knowing that he needed time with his Father and he wanted time with his Father. And I believe the more that you spend time pursuing that prayerful path, the more that you'll realize not only do you need it, but you really want it. There's very little that can bring peace and calm to my mind and my spirit than to spend time every day and to make every path a prayerful path. It's in that seeking God in this prayerful path that I find that He gives instruction. Through His Word, He teaches us, and He teaches me. It was in this time of prayerful path of a normal work day that news about the storm damage here in Iowa and Ides looking for volunteers to help came across my computer screen. And at first it was like, wow, that sounds bad. But it was that prayerful path throughout the day that God kept saying, so what are you going to do about it? And here I am. And when you live life walking a prayerful path, God will consistently, I believe, ask you, what are you going to do about it? How are you going to represent Jesus to those people that you're reading about, that you're hearing about, that you interact with every day at work? You see, traveling across multiple states is sometimes a necessary and sometimes a thing that God wants you to do. But as just as often and perhaps more often, He wants you to be Jesus to the people you see every day. To walk that prayerful path wherever you are. To wake up with a prayer in your heart and your mind on your lips. And don't let it leave. And your day will change because you're walking a prayerful path with God. I know that's my plan this week. It's my plan every day. And it just was fascinating. I don't really look ahead in this devotional journal. And so when I opened it up tonight and realized that this next day's focus is to walk a prayerful path, I said, oh, that's so like God. To start me off on a week of a reminder that a prayerful path is a path that produces good fruit. It's a path that God has already leveled. And it's a path that draws people to Him. As we spend some time praying today, I would encourage you to think about how prayerful your daily path is. Yes, you might have to redefine how you pray. It can't be an eyes closed, head bowed, hands folded kind of prayer 24 hours a day. But communication with God, of walking a prayerful path to where everything you do considers what God would have you to do in that situation. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You're a God that has called us to Yourself, and You've created a path, You've leveled it, You've removed the obstacles so that we can walk a prayerful path. Help us to examine our life today and to really spend time considering how much we really pray, how much our communication with You is living and vibrant and active. God, as we walk this path with You, may we listen. May we recognize prayer isn't a one-way conversation, because that's not really conversation. May we spend time listening and asking and seeking out what You would have us to do in whatever situation we're in. In the midst of our everyday life, whether it's home taking care of our children, whether it's at work, whether it's the recreation we do, whatever it is, may it truly be a prayerful path every day. And Father, I pray for our children, that they would see us living a prayerful path, that they would know that our decisions are based out of the time we spend with you. They would know how much we value that time and how important this prayerful path is. And God, as we teach that to our children, may we live it in front of them. May their lives be different because they've seen us living and walking a prayerful path. And may they learn to seek you in every situation because they've seen us do that. Father, I pray that this week, for myself, as I interact with people that I don't know, I've never met, that this prayerful path would lead to great conversations, would lead to great interactions, would lead to great representation of Jesus. And I don't just pray that for myself. I pray for that for every person listening. That their prayerful path today would lead them to great conversations with people as they represent Jesus wherever they are. Father, may we lift up Jesus in everything that we say and do. May we bring honor and glory to his name, that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday Morning Devotion, Encouragement, and Prayer Time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.